النبي صلوا
For the wonderful Qasida recitation. Now I would like to call upon our most important guest speaker, Sheikh Muhammad Hisham Al-Kabani, to give us his address, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. والإيمان ومحبة الرسول عدنان عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام. أما بعد، أيها الحفل الكريم، جعل الله وإياكم ممن يهتدي بهدي نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم. First of all, I don't know why I am here. Because sometimes you don't know where Allah is sending you. It's not in our hands. People, they say, oh, I'm going this place tomorrow. And you might be before tomorrow you die. So no one knows what really is written for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that knows everything with his knowledge. We are ignorant. We study a little bit. We read here and we read there. We think ourselves, with my respect to everyone, I'm speaking about myself. I think myself, oh, you know, I know something, oh, I can say something. In reality, what an ant can speak about the universe? This whole world in the universe is like the head of a needle compared to the universe. You cannot see it even. If you are looking from up, from universe, you cannot see the earth disappear. The whole earth disappears. If you look from far away, we cannot see the sun if the sun was not bigger millions of times than the earth. But if you are on the sun and look at the earth, you cannot see the earth. Why, you can see Jupiter and Pluto. You see them tiny, but they are huge planets. And around them, many moons turning around them. So, how we are going to speak about someone that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited him and took him up in an ascension, Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj, to say to human being, the laws that this earth is governed with, is controlled with, when I want, I make these laws zero. Means according to physics, you cannot go through the height. If you go to a mountain, they tell you there is no oxygen enough, uptake will give you some oxygen to breathe. The pressure up is different from pressure down. Make sure you go, when you go on the plane, the plane has to have a certain type of pressure in order that you can breathe. But for Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed everything. Kun fayakun. He went and came back. A space shuttle now can go up more than 100 kilometers and come back so easily. We need a space shuttle to take us somewhere. But Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Qaba Qawsain aw Adna. Then there is no comparison. Don't talk. If you want to talk about the greatness of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at least you reached the limit of this universe. Because Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not go within the limits of the universe. He go beyond the limit of the universe. Because the universe is created. So Prophet has been brought to Kaaba Qawsain aw Adna in the divine presence. According to many scholars, we don't want to go into that issue today. Imam Nawawi in Sharh of Sahih Muslim, he said that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was able to see with the eyes of his head where he was. And he said more than that. If I say it, maybe some people say, oh, what you are saying? I didn't say it. Imam Nawawi, go after his grave and ask him. Don't ask me. Even Matwali Shahrawi of Egypt, he wrote a book. He died also. May Allah bless his soul. They are very good people. He wrote in his book, it's a very small pamphlet, that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the eyes of his hand. Well, some scholars, they say, oh no, he saw Jibreel alayhi salam. Two opinions. Every time you have two opinions. One say this, one say this. Okay. I want to take that one. Why I want to take this one? I'm free. No compulsory in religion. Al-halal ubayin wa al-haram ubayin. One scholar, many scholars, including Imam Nawawi from old time, including Imam Matwali Sha'rawi from new time, they said, and many others, they said that Prophet saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the eyes of the hand. Finish, I take that opinion. Why I have to take the other opinion that they say, oh, he saw Jibreel alayhi salam. Now, the two opinions are right. Because the other one, of course, he saw Jibreel alayhi salam. We are not denying that. But he went further, Qaba Qawsain aw Adna. He reached two bows, the length of two bows, or two bows, and less, how much less? Forget about the two poles distance. The two poles is like that. One pole is like that, another pole like that. So, he two poles means between me and you, something like that. But he said less. Might be this much. This much.
We don't know.
Huh? We know? We don't know. Technology.
Helio. It must make people happy or else they will not listen.
When we are going to speak about Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, and many speakers before they mentioned, MashaAllah, and they explained it very well. So what does he say? أَدَّبَنِي رَبِّي فَأَحْسَنَ تَأْدِيبِي, he said. Well, I will touch a little bit on this point. أَدَّبَنِي رَبِّي, Allah perfected me. He taught me discipline, respect, adab. Means to respect where you are, to where you are going. When he say Allah taught me adab, Allah not only taught, he didn't say allamani adab. You can, a teacher can teach, you can take it or no, it's up to you. But he said addabani. He made me, he molded me with adab. Is there any limits on that? You cannot put a limit. Means Allah gave Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from adab that didn't give angels even. It's beyond that limit. So we don't understand what kind of adab Allah gave to angels. Allah did not say in Holy Quran that he gave adab to angels. He gave adab to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Addabani Rabbi. Allah gave me the adab. Means with Allah azama, can be anything bigger than azamatullah? Allah greatness. When you say Allah is great, many people they say Allahu Akbar. We understand what is the meaning of Akbar? There is no limit of his greatness. As much as you think he's greater, according to his greatness, he perfected Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there is no way to evaluate what Allah gave to Sayyidina Muhammad to anyone of his creation, including Sayyidina Jibreel and Sayyidina Israel and Sayyidina Mikael and Sayyidina Israfil. Why Sayyidina Israel was able to take the soul of Prophet without his permission? Now Sayyidina Israel, if he comes to take someone's soul, he will ask him, I'm taking your soul? No. He will take it and go. For Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no way, he cannot. Wait, you have limits, O Israel, you have limits. To Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have limits, you cannot cross it. Ask him. Ask him. He wants to come or he wants to stay. Allah gave the decision to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even angel of death cannot come to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without the permission of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See what kind of greatness. And this is what we know, what is being said in the seer. What we don't know, what we know, it might be a drop of an ocean. And that's why in that drop, all scholars are diving. In a drop. Don't think all Muslim scholars around the world and scientists, not Muslim also, and every knowledge that you are coming with, it is coming from that drop of the ocean of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A drop, what it is compared to an ocean is what? Is what? Is nothing. All these books, everything they are writing, English, Arabic, Malay, I don't know, Chinese, Russian, any language you are writing, is from that drop of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say, oh, but how we can understand? Before we can understand and speak about Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us fix ourselves have to face. To face ourselves, you have to ground yourself. You know what's grounding? What's grounding means? Lock yourself. To lock yourself for what? Recently, maybe 4 months ago, we heard that a huge company, aeroplanes company, has been grounded, not to fly. And thousands of flights were canceled. Did you hear that or not? Huh? You heard that? Why they grounded them? Anyone knows? You did not hear it? A huge company, airline company, being grounded. Say, no, you cannot fly for safety of passengers. Why? Your wires are not perfect. Your wiring system is not well. So you are grounded. Until you fix your wiring system in order to be able to fly your passengers. You need safety flights. They grounded them. 400 planes were grounded, one company. How much wires is there in a plane? Do you know? Maximum, if you put all the wires, connecting them together, how much they are going to come? 100 meters or more? More. 200 or more? More. 5,000 or more? More. 10,000? More. Because 10,000 meters is how? 10 kilometers is more. The wires, if you put them of an aeroplane near each other, comes more than thousands kilometers distance. They said fix them. And then you fly. How many wires we have in our system? Our human system. So what we have to do, we have to ground. Not grind. Might be, if you like, you can grind yourself first, and then ground yourself. We have to ground ourselves to fix our system, the wiring system. Allah wired us. Look, He was wiring me. Where is it? I don't know. He was wiring me. Why? To get my voice there. It's wireless. See? Has antenna. Allah wired us with wireless system. He has wireless system in us, and He has wiring system in us. Normal system. Wireless system for angels can detect and can see in the camera. Oh, can see what you are doing. You want to speak about Prophet? Are you clean or not? Did you clean your system? Did you wire your system? Did you fix it? In order that you will be given from that drop of ocean of Prophet ﷺ from Marifa. Awliya Allah, they have already trained. I cannot say they have already cleaned their system. They are trying to clean. Allah wants from us to try. Allah didn't say, do it. Message of Islam came in 23 years. I was saying, okay, كل عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. All those who oppress, or say يا محمد to them, all those who are oppressed to themselves, don't lose hope of Allah's mercy. Means, don't lose hope of wiring your system. Allah will accept wiring your system. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Allah سبحانه وتعالى will forgive all sin, means makes all your wire correct. Nicely done. We didn't ask how much wires we have in our system. Doctor, too many doctors here. I don't know which doctor I'm going to ask. Doctor Abdul-Wahid, nearly. Tahir, is he here? I don't know, he's not here. He's with his wife. Wiring, our wiring system, I was reading an article about that, goes hundreds of kilometers, hundreds of thousands of kilometers if you put all the veins, the caterpillar together, capillaries together, the hair together, not bulldozers. Capillaries, put them together because all your body is built on capillaries. And every cell of the body needs a blood to come to it. If there is no blood, then it's dead. And that comes cancer. See all our greatness. How many cells we have in our body to be wired? Huh? You know, everyone think, oh, I am a sheikh, I have a big turban. I think myself, oh, I know everything. Who can challenge me? Come. No, I know nothing. We know nothing. Really, we know nothing. What we know is this drop. It's from that drop, not the drop. From that drop. That's why Ibn Hajiba, one of the greatest scholar came in the 17th century, he said, Al-ilmu ilman. Sheikh. Knowledge, two kinds. Not one kind. Knowledge is what? What? Two kinds. What is knowledge? We need to push them to speak. They cannot speak. They are grounded. Al-ilmu ilman. Ilmu al-awraq wa ilmu al-azwaq. Knowledge are two. Knowledge of papers and knowledge of taste. Huge difference. Knowledge of paper, I cannot describe. You are in a desert and you are thirsty and you want to reach a place that you can have a drink of water, and you reach somewhere in the desert, thirsty, you are going to die, and you find suddenly a house. Oh, what's the, I need, what do you ask for? You don't ask, I want to eat even. You ask, I want to drink. Do you have water? Yeah. And this person bring a very nice bottle, there was no bottle at that time. Cup of water from clay, all these osmosis that goes in, out, precipitations of the inside of the tent, outside of the tent, give like condensations, and he can see the condensation, and then he's thirsty to drink it, and that man is telling him, oh, look, this very nice cup I have here. Very nice tasting water. But he doesn't give it to him. He's describing it. So ilm al-awraq is the knowledge of description. Ilm al-azwaq, they give you the cup to drink, to taste. Awliya Allah, they give you, Allah gave them the cup to taste, because they grounded themselves in seclusions in order to learn to fix their wires, in order to be able that every cell of their body can speak and can say Allah, Allah, Allah. How many cells do we have in our body?
I don't know what you said.
I heard something in the time. He said millions. Do you approve? No or yes?
Yes.
Okay. Less or more?
More.
Raise that, how much? Billion?
Yeah.
You approve?
Yes.
Some, they said no. Those who said no, tell me how much. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So, he said billion. It is trillion. Not billion, is more than 1 trillion even. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in your body more than trillion cells. And every cell of these trillion cells, blood has to come. It is wired. And we are thinking about, body, trillion cells. And not only that, every 6 months, they renovate themselves. They, as if a furnishing house. They say, oh, don't come to my house today because I am renovating my house. Come tomorrow. Cells doesn't say that. They rejuvenate themselves immediately, quickly. Every 6 months. Cells of the body are changing. All Muslims, when we wire ourselves, we can then at that time fly safely. Fly to where? Because Allah said in Holy Quran, and tell me if I'm wrong, in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, fattabi'uni. Yuhibbukumullah, isn't it? Ya Muhammad say, call to them, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Allah, follow Muhammad. Follow Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To follow where? Means fix your Islam, fix your Sharia, fix your tariqah, fix your haqiqah, fix your ma'rifah. Make azima, don't go to rukhsa, always go to the easy way, go to the hard way in Islam. Fix that! Fattabi'uni! Tabi'uni, what is the meaning of tabi'uni? Let Arab say to me, I am wrong. Tabi'uni is to follow someone, is like that, and you follow his footsteps. Okay. Might be, tabi'uni also is a general definition of any movement that Prophet is doing, try to follow. Okay. He went in a movement of ascension. We will follow in ascension. Why not? Allah gave you that opportunity. You want to follow Muhammad? Love me and Allah will give you power to follow him. To follow him. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan. You can be traveling in an ascension. Allah will give you an ascension in Mi'raj to your level. And as much as you improve, Allah brings you up and higher in ma'rifah and knowledge. That's why Ibn Ajiba said, Al-ilmu ilman. The knowledge is two kinds of knowledge. One is paper knowledge, is this. Al-shafa' al-kubra. Okay, why not we understand?
Sorry, Sheikh.
Al-Shafa'a al-Kubra. It's written on papers. You can give it, deliver it as papers. Or Al-Shafa'a al-Kubra, that you will really taste it in the moment you are speaking about it. Not wait till the end, till the day of judgment. In every moment, we need shafa'ah from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. It's not only when we die and go in the day of judgment. That is correct what he said, Al-Kubra, because it's accumulative. Then it should accumulate all moments that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made shafa'ah for us. We need shafa'ah of Nabi in every moment. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ضَرَبُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهُ. Allah is saying, whenever they are oppressed to themselves or they do sin, they come to you, Ya Muhammad. Okay, tell me. Are we not sinners? Are we perfect?
No.
Do we do sin every moment?
Yes.
That's true. There are a lot of hidden shirk. We don't know about it. Prophet ﷺ said, I fear most for my ummah for the hidden shirk. There is hidden shirk that we cannot know. So that means every moment shafa'ah from Prophet ﷺ. When we establish that relationship with Prophet, that every moment we come to him, we make salawat on him. That's why awliya Allah, always you are seeing them in salawat, continuous salawat on Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are people that I know personally. I ask them, how many salawat you are doing a day? Ask anyone here, how many salawat you are doing a day? One say 100, 200, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 10,000. Anyone does more? Huh? Or less?
Less.
You can do 24,000, it takes for 3 hours. I know people, they are doing 500,000 or 1,000,000 salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They cannot sleep without finishing their salawat. I was visiting one country in the Middle East and I met someone very, very important, an ambassador of his country. And he was telling me about some private issues that he sees, cannot say here. And I asked him, what you are reading? He said, oh my Sheikh, during the day, I try my best to make salawat on Prophet because I talk to people and I'm proceeding. He's an ambassador. But at night, when I go back home, my daily work at night, I said, well, he said, Surah Al-Kahf. Then Surah Taha. Then Surah Maryam, my heart. Then Surah Al-Waqi'ah, then Surah Al-Nur, then Surah Al-Mulk, Surah Al-Naba, Surah Al-Sajda. I have to finish that before I sleep. And then I have to make Salat Al-Ibrahimiyya 1,001 times. And then I have to do La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah 5,000 times. I said, and then when you sleep? he says, like 2 o'clock. And then okay. And then he said, I wake up at Fajr or before Fajr, my half an hour. I do my Tahajjud prayer, my Fajr, and I sit. What do you read? The same thing. I read them another time. Then I go to work. Someone like that, an ambassador to his country, to a very important country in the Middle East, recite that, of course he's going to be wired very well and he is seeing these visions. All Muslims, Allah said, really, if you love him, follow Sayyidina Muhammad. If we follow Sayyidina Muhammad, we will follow his ascension also. One day he will take you, ascending you, take you with him. Because He didn't do anything except for the Ummah, the benefit of the Ummah. His ascension was for the benefit of the Ummah. His Mi'raj is for the benefit of the Ummah. His Isra is for the benefit of the Ummah. Whenever we speak about Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is going to be a drop of an ocean. Whatever every Muslim scholar, whatever they read or they say about Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a drop of an ocean of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. So we cannot understand. So what we have to say, like Imam Musayyib said, say as much as possible of praise Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as you can. As much. Like speakers, when they speak and they praise Prophet and bring evidence from here and there, and we don't need evidence even. Who cares for those people who doesn't like and doesn't like to follow? We praise Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's enough for us. We praise as much as Busayri said, as much as you want, but you have to be careful. Don't make him as the Hawariyun did for Sayyidina Isa. Not Hawariyun, but those after Sayyidina Isa, Masar. Don't make him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is his loyal, sincere servant. He's proud to be servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wherever you want to praise, praise. There is no restriction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the speakers power and power more and more to praise and to teach us about the importance and greatness of Sayyidina Muhammad in our lives. Because we need such seminars or conferences to hear more about the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he asked the Bedouin what you are preparing for your long travel, I said that many times this trip. That Bedouin, what he said to Prophet? Shinta! You know Shinta? In your language. He said, Mahabbatak Ya Rasulallah. Your love, Ya Rasulallah. That's it. And that's why Prophet ﷺ said, يُحْشَرُ الْمَرْءُ مَعْ مَنْ أَحَابَ. A human being or people will be resurrected with whom they love. So if we really love Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ, for ourselves, I'm not going to say too much. I'm going to say, love him as you love your children. Everyone comes, say, my child is doing, I'm sitting and people come, my child is going for his exam. Can you pray for him? What are exams? Exams what? Dunya or Akhira? Which exam? They never said to me which exam, so I'm a dog. Might be Akhira exam. So they say he's going to exam, to the exam. Can you pray for him? Of course I pray for him. We have to find, to learn our exams for Akhira, as we are learning for dunya. So make sure that the love of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will enter your heart as you love your children. At the beginning, let's be frank, don't hide. That is not to hide. When a child is sick, what the mother and the father do all night? Huh? What? Take care and wake up all night. Ya Rabbi, my son, Ya Rabbi, my daughter, Ya Rabbi, my this, my chicken, Ya Rabbi, my asking. In the desert, people, they have only one cow or two cows. Ya Rabbi, my cow, Ya Rabbi, my cow. It's good. But you say, Ya Rabbi, my love to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasan wa fil akhirati hasan. Give us the love of our children in dunya and give us other, and Sayyidina Muhammad, and give us the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in akhirati. So don't look from one eye, look from the two eyes. Then Allah will love you. Love of Muhammad is our safety. O Muslims, love of Muhammad is our safety. is our password to paradise. It's the secret code to paradise. You don't have that password, you cannot go. And you have a, when you go to a hotel, they give you a plastic card. They say, oh, this is the key. How is this the key? I need a key. They say, no, this is the key. I put my business card and they say, but it doesn't open. I say, my name is written on the business card. Why is not opening the room? You assign that room to me? No. It has to have a secret code. We need to get that secret code. And Allah gave it so easy. Love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love Sayyidina Muhammad. Love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said in the holy hadith revealed to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا زَلَ عَبْدِ يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّ. I would, as long as my servant approaches me through voluntary worshipness. What is meaning voluntary worshipness? Is the sunnah, is ikhlas. No, I have another meaning also. It's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because who made the nawafil? Nawafil are not obligatory. So it is the symbol of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Means, oh, you love me, love Muhammad. When you love Muhammad, you do his nawafil. Then you come to me, I give you ears that no one can hear the way you hear. I will give you eyes that can see what people cannot see. And until the end of the hadith, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring the love of Sayyidina Muhammad wa
rahmatullahi
wa minallahi al-tawfiq wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ashhadu an la
I'm